Thanks for calling customer support. My name is O. How may I help you?
Hi, this is Terry Choate with Central Bank of the Ozarks, and I'm here with our mutual customer, John A. Nelson. And he has received a charge that he didn't authorize. So we were just trying to find out where he did authorize one charge, but he didn't authorize the second one that happened the next month.
All right, so I'll be happy to assist. Can you provide the customer zip code?
Yes. John, what's your zip code? 65807?
Yes.
Yes, 65807.
Okay, just a moment.
There's actually two on that.
On this statement?
Yes, there's a March and an April.
Yeah.
So it tells me they maybe have done it in February, too. January and February, because one was in December.
When did you sign up for it?
December sounds more like it, because it was a while back, and I never received anything, but they kept sending me all the emails. And I just said, this is their book, the email, because you could go to each email and read whatever the book said. And that was how they were set up. I said, well, that's their book. And it'll be the same thing several times. It's just constant. And then there was more that came on that weren't even connected with the book. Other doctors putting out their.
And can you verify the customer's mailing address?
841 East Battlefield Street, apartment 110.
Okay. So I showed that the customer signed up for a sweepstakes to win a Dyson vacuum. In the terms and conditions, it explained they would also be enrolling into our membership, Bites Hub, which provides recipe guides to cut carbs, boost energy. That's priced $59.89 a month.
Okay, and I think what he's saying is he did not understand he was signing up for a monthly membership.
Okay. So I will cancel the account. That will go in effective immediately. Just a moment.
And is he able to be refunded?
I've already submitted the refund. I'm working on the cancellation as well. Just a moment.
From January, February, and April, there was a monthly charge, and I'm just catching it now. And the statement I have had two of them on, a March and an April, just 2 weeks apart. 3 weeks apart.
Looks like you've had three charges.
Three total?
Yeah, I went back to December 1st. February, March, April.
March, April. Sign up with.
So was his first charge for $49.89?
Okay. All right. Hey, I
want to
tell you.
That's correct.
Okay. So he did get charged $49.89.
That was the original.
In December.
All right. So I have canceled the account. That's effective immediately. I've also submitted a refund for the latest charge, which will reflect within the next few business days. I will also connect you to a supervisor for the previous months because I don't have the capability as far as with refunding over a month's time frame. So once I provide you with the confirmation, I will get you connected to the supervisor and they will assist with the previous months. If you have a pen or pencil, I'll provide you with the confirmation. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, the confirmation is C as in car, 920-589-484. So that's going to be the full confirmation for the cancellation and refund submitted today. And what I will be doing at this time, I have the supervisor on the other line. I will go ahead and connect you over. But again, thanks for calling customer support. Have a great day. Hold on a moment.
Okay, thank you. So we've got...
a lot better at it than I can't even unsubscribe on the email. I unsubscribe.
Yeah, I wouldn't do anymore. You know, honestly, I probably would use a credit card versus a debit card if you're going to do anything online.
Okay, I am starting now because
I have a family member that they do the
purchases through outside the store or over.
Do you have a credit card you can use?
And she's got double charged $600 something. She had made one grocery purchase for $600 and got double charged on it. Yeah, that credit card thing I can see. They've always said that, and now...
Do you have one, though?
No. But they say credit cards are safer, but I'm just not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
I mean, I just see so much instability in the credit card industry. I actually have stock with Global Payments.